Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Crystal DeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. We will probably have baby noise in the background, just so you know. Belle is very much attached to my hip today. I don't know if Venna is going to be making an appearance either. But I have a Cabbage Catch doll. Cabbage Patch. I always said that wrong my whole life. Oh, nice puppy that I am being forced to play with against my will. Quick, I'll blink if I need to escape. Blink. Danica, I'm blinking. So we apologize for any craziness going on, but today we're going to talk about different kind of craziness or slash things that happened to a female, especially a pregnant female, in the fitness world.
Whoa. Yes. So a big thing that has kind of been on my mind, I guess, more because there's a lot of people in that have bigger names in the fitness industry that have either recently just had a baby or are pregnant. And some people have like shared their experience, some people haven't. Some questions that have actually come up for me and my clients asking me questions, and I think there's been a few people questioning, like reaching out and saying, what are your workouts like? What's your food like? Blah, blah, blah. I'm so scared to gain weight, and I'm so scared that my whole body is going to change. And let's be honest, like, you're going to gain weight. Your body is going to change. Those are like things that are going to happen. And I think with Ravenna, I felt those same nerves and I was anxious because it was the unknown. Like, I guess just not knowing what's going to happen and having my body be my aesthetic body and self being like an important part of, not just for me personally, but an important part of my career. So I also felt like I kind of had this external pressure to have a healthy pregnancy, look the part of a healthy trainer, and have a healthy pregnancy. That was with Ravenna. This time around, I have not, and I think I've mentioned this before, I've stepped on the scale a couple times, but in the past month or so, I haven't. Because I feel like the doctors will tell me if something is wrong, and that's their job. So they weigh me every time I go in. I weigh myself backwards. I don't look at the scale, and I say, I don't need to know, thank you, though. And I'll say, just let me know if something's wrong. And as long as they say, your blood pressure is good, your heart rate is good, your weight is good, like that, and baby's healthy, then that's all that matters to me. Then I realized, like, what are some unnecessary worries or thoughts that might creep up if I had that information, and it's just not necessary for me to have it. So that was something that I did this pregnancy. And then another thing is, like, bodies bouncing back. So with Ravenna, I was very fortunate to not have any stretch marks. I felt like I gained a good amount of weight, like healthy range, and I didn't have any stretch marks. With this one, I absolutely have stretch marks, and they're more around my belly button, and I don't know how they'll look afterwards, and I'm not concerned, like, which is shocking to me, because I think that with Ravenna, I probably would have freaked out a little bit more, but I have to, like, understand what my body is going through, and my skin is literally stretching to its max. My skin is so tight, it's not even funny. Like, it is like a rock right now. And on top of that, I do have excess amniotic fluid, so that pushes my stomach out a little bit more. I'm carrying differently. Those things, like, to worry about, there are bigger things to worry about. And maybe it's because I have matured and put things into perspective, like what is of importance to place worry on. And I want my baby to be healthy, and that I want my diabetes to be healthy so that my baby is healthy so that I can have a successful pregnancy. So if I get stretch marks, that's okay because I can handle that. But if I lost like baby's heart rate, or if my blood sugars were completely out of control and they put my child at risk, then like those are bigger worries that I should have. So I think that it's okay and valid to have, especially in the fitness world, to have the worries of how much weight am I going to gain? Is my skin going to, am I going to have loose skin? Am I going to have stretch marks? Like, those are all valid concerns, and it's okay to have those things, but I think it's also good to reflect and, like, put things into perspective, like, in the big picture, what is deserving of your worry, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, 100%. So I just have a couple questions for your, like, cycle babble hat that I like to say. Can we put that hat on for you? Do you think it is a helpful tool or behavior for people to not look at a scale in what it, because it's not just when pregnancy, like that's a different time, obviously. I'm not saying you should or should not look at any time in your life, but a lot of people won't look at the scale when they go to their doctors because it's a trigger. Now my question is that something you should do? You should keep that behavior going, or do you feel there is a way, or is there a way, I guess is the way to say it, that you can see that number and not be triggered by it?
Right. So I think it depends on what does it trigger, and do you have the capability of processing through those triggers in a healthy way? Mm-hmm. So the times that I did step on the scale, I know that for me, seeing the weight go up and up and up and up and up, like initially without like thinking through those emotions, I would be like, oh my God, I don't want to see this. I don't want to calculate how much I've gained. But then I would have to like reflect and say, and you're growing a human and you're right on target. Mm-hmm. And this is the purpose of like the scale going up. And your baby's healthy. So like the moments that I did, I was able to combat those triggering negative thoughts and emotions with like the healthy positive ones. But I feel like if you aren't able to do that, like if you don't have the skill set yet, or you haven't developed like healthy rationalization yet, then it's okay to recognize this is still a big trigger for me. Maybe at one point I'll be able to expose myself more to this trigger and process it better, but at this point I can't. So recognizing where you are in that timeline. And therapists actually call that like exposure therapy. So you mm-hmm. can do that with many fears too.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's healthy every now and then to expose yourself to triggers or territory or events or foods or anything really that might bring about some unhealthy, irrational like feelings and thoughts. Well, mm-hmm. they're not like irrational. Well, they are irrational, but they're valid, right, feelings.
Right.
But if you aren't able to process them or don't have maybe somebody to like talk to about them, mm-hmm. like I think that you have to kind of see where you're at in that timeline.
Because mm-hmm. we've talked about it with just doing preps and how I like to have people do daily weigh-ins.
Yeah.
Even when they fight me, because I try to get them to realize how many factors go into that one little thing, that number on the scale. And then below the rest of their checkout, they have check-in, pardon me, is their water, their sleep from the night before, what exercise they, what workout did they do the day before, what were their macros that day, you know, what's their level of perceived stress in life, what is their cycle like. So all these factors go into the fact that their weight is this on this morning at this time. And it's an interesting thing to think, like, all these are still factors, and so isn't growing a human. Like, that's a factor is 10 times, because not only is there another body developing inside, like you said, there's more fluid to support that body, there's more hormonal changes. So it is an interesting thing. And it's funny how we can, and just saying anyone, can get in a moment of thinking of how we look and focus on that for a period, whether it's a long period of time and it's something you really have to work on, or a glimpse of it, when we're really creating another human and continuing the human race. It's an interesting chemical thing that happens in our brain.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, like, weight can fluctuate. I mean, even during pregnancy, weight is going to fluctuate. And
100%.
I noticed that, like, even, I feel like the mirror just, or like the way your clothes fit is just sometimes a better gauge. But there are days that I am retaining so much water and I like can't see my feet. And so I think that on those days, I probably weigh a little bit more. And days that I have good sleep and I wake up and I can see my ankles and see my piggy toes okay, then probably weigh a little bit less. But I think it's good for people to, like, just recognize, like, what is the purpose of it? And to know, too, that, like, it's okay to ask other people, like, what did you gain? What did you gain? What did you gain? But know that every single person is going to be different. Like, everybody's going to be different. And I have had friends tell me, like, oh my God, you probably haven't even gained anything. And I'm thinking, no, well, that's wrong, because I totally have. And I didn't, but also I didn't gain a lot with Ravenna. Like, I didn't, so that's my gauge mark. And then some people have said, I've already gained 20 pounds, and I gained 20 pounds with Ravenna. And they're like, they still have half, more than halfway to go. So, everybody's different. Some people gain 50 pounds. Some people, like, gain 18 pounds. Like, I think everybody's different, and you need to figure out, like, how, what am I doing? Is everything healthy? Like, what am I doing everything healthy for me? And I do think that there is a point in time that the doctors will tell you, like, you need to gain a little bit more, or you're gaining a little too fast, and this can put your child at risk. It's not you're a fat ass. Like, it is just the risks that are involved with being underweight or overweight or gaining too fast or not gaining enough. Or it's just been interesting this time around to, and even the doctors are like, are you sure you don't want to know? If I looked like you, I would definitely want to know. I'm like, it's none of your business why I don't want to know. And second, like, I don't find it purposeful right now, and just do your job. Like, just do your job and tell me if I'm good. That's all. And yeah, it's been a very interesting, like, especially towards the end, interesting what I am okay with and accepting of. And yeah, just realizing, like, at the end, it's so much like prep, in the sense of, like, you are at the end and you're just done, but you know that, like, you have to get through it, and, like, your ass has to hurt as you're driving because your bones are hitting into, like, the seat, or, like, you have to wrap up and, like, wrap yourself up because you have no body fat percentage, and you just have to, like, get through because, like, the next chapter is right there. And your body is, like, changing drastically, and you just kind of have to suffer through to some extent.
Right.
And know that there's, like, an end in sight, I guess.
What did that nurse or doctor feel they were going to deliver you by saying, if I looked like you, first off, what does that mean? I'd want to know what you weighed. Like, was that supposed to be a compliment?
Yes, I think that was, like, a compliment. I think that was I wanted to say, well, it doesn't serve me. Like, it doesn't serve me. And I appreciate your kind words, I guess, but it doesn't serve me to know the information.
Right.
But thanks. Yeah. Alabama is very different too. So like,
right.
I think in Vermont, I know for a fact, like the obesity rate in Alabama is higher than in Vermont. And especially with overweight women who are carrying or pregnant, there's, yeah. It's just very evident. And I think that I'm kind of the, like, 1-2% that have maintained, like, a healthy weight gain range. Yeah. And so when they see me, it's abnormal.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
So, like, why wouldn't I want to know?
Right.
Why wouldn't I want to? Well, it's just not needed. Mm-hmm. Like, for me personally, it's not needed.
Right.
There are other people that, like, want to know, like, how much have I gained? Because they want to. I think with Ravenna, too, I wanted to know, like, how much am I going to gain? Because I want to know how much to lose. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I mean, or, like,
yeah.
And then what is the second one? Like, can I gauge the second one off of the first one?
Right. Yeah. I gained. Yeah. Over 40 pounds, I think. I don't remember my exact number now, but I definitely was.
Really?
I was over 40 pounds that I gained.
And that's another thing. People are, I would never have said ever by, like, just visually looking at you, oh, she's probably gained around 40 pounds. People are shocked, too, with the amount of weight that you actually do gain during pregnancy. So, like, when I was at, I said to somebody, he was like, oh, you're all belly and, like, you haven't gained anywhere else. And I was like, well, I probably am right around that 20-pound mark, like, that I've gained. He was like, 20 pounds? Oh, my gosh, you've gained that much? And I thought, are you unaware of, like, what happens during pregnancy? Like, it should be. Like, what do they say, 25 to 35 pounds, or depending on, like, where you start and what your frame is like. And, I mean, Paige Hathaway, you would have never, right? Like, that's a big person that just had a baby, and, like, she's big in the fitness world, and she gained 45 pounds.
Yeah, I don't like
and
her.
And nobody would have guessed that. No, but nobody would have, like, looked at her and said 45 pounds.
Well, no one would have looked at her and known anything because she edits all of her pictures anyway. So how can you tell what's really true and what's not? And she has people dropping 20 pounds in 5 weeks, and that's normal, 100%. I can't. She's not my – everything about her I can't stand. The fact that she crops and changes so much of her pictures to make people feel to put an image out into the world, this is like the negative part of social media that I feel like she's one of the biggest culprits. And then I feel like she might have done the same thing with her pregnancy, and it really pisses me off. So I really, really don't like her. So.
Well, that's another thing that, like, I think people could relate to or start to understand, too, is that everybody holds their pregnancy different, not to trust every image that you see.
Yeah.
For myself, there's been, like, that's my belly. Like, there's no... That's a torpedo belly. That one, like, when I put it in an Instagram post, there is no denying that that is my belly. Like, that's my ass growing. And no, I don't do, like, up close and personal so you can see the stretch marks that I'm developing. But I can do that later on.
Yeah, sorry. I gotta take her out here. So that's a really sad thing that we have to talk about is the people editing their pictures on being pregnant. Because you are a perfect example of who the fuck cares what you look like when you're pregnant, because it could be exactly different the second time. Like,
right?
It's a beautiful body. Yeah, sorry. So if there's Bell in the background, I apologize while Danica's talking. But what I was trying to say was, you know, as Danica just said, every pregnancy, her two pregnancies were so different that we shouldn't be editing pictures of a female who is pregnant because, one, it's really important to realize every body's different, every pregnancy is different, and you hear that, but we don't see a lot of it. I don't know how you felt. I know we've talked about this a little bit, but you can just kind of give your side of it. I didn't really know anything about pregnancy. Like, my mom was pregnant when I was in middle school, and your mom had more pregnancies as you were growing up, but I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how it, like, felt. I just know my mom was pregnant with my little brother, and that was it. And I didn't know any of the stuff unless I had the books to read while I was pregnant. And it was an experience in that moment. I don't think that someone else's could tell me, but like some of their things, the actions they did, I could put to when I felt it. Does that make sense? So the way they looked didn't really, that doesn't matter to me. And I think I've said this too. I felt super sexy as when I was pregnant.
I think I totally did. So I didn't know a lot either. Just watching, like you said, like watching my mom, I guess, with pregnancy and my stepmom too, like watching her with pregnancies, but they're both petite frames too. Mm-hmm. So like, but I remember my mom telling me, like, I asked her when I got pregnant with Ravenna, because I was like, oh my God, what is my body going to do? And my mom was like, Danica, every single pregnancy is going to be different. With you, I gained all over. With your brother, I was all belly. With Kyle, I was this way. Like, so every single one, she like gained a different amount of weight. Mm-hmm. She carried differently. Her boobs grew first for one, and then her boobs didn't grow at all for the second. So like every single one was different for her. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, shit.
Yeah.
Whatever happened is about to happen. And I had to remember that with this one too, like being like, well, I know kind of how I carried with Ravenna. Right. Like I kept being track of like what I looked like and what I felt like, I guess, but who knows what's going to happen with this one.
Yeah.
And I am carrying different. I think I did a side by side and my belly is different.
Yeah.
In the way that it's like out more, and which would I would expect like my skin to be a little bit different with how much out more I am with this one.
Yeah.
And another thing, like some people like gain all over.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like you wouldn't even know that they're pregnant initially. Like some people, I met a girl that has the same due date as me, and everybody has said to me, "Oh, you're such a cute pregnant woman." And I was like, I don't even know what that means really, but thank you. When I went to Baltimore, I met a girl, same due date. She was the cutest little pregnant woman I've ever seen. Like, she just literally had a beach ball, like, just sitting nice, pretty, gentle. Her skin was just, like, glowing. She wasn't hot at all. Like, same exact due date. And I was looking at, and her belly was smaller than mine. Like, her actual, like, baby bump was smaller than mine, but due at the same time. A little bit taller than me, but not much. Her feet were like petite. Her ankles were petite. I was like drenched in sweat, trying to pull my romper out of my ass because it wasn't fitting well. I had like ankles at that point. I was like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this, so every pregnancy is so, so different. Yeah. So different.
If you're pregnant, watch what to expect when you're expecting the movie, because it goes through, there's four different kinds of pregnancy or four different kind of women in different situations. And there's one that's pregnant with twins and she goes, ooh, like that's her like labor pain. And then there's one that like is struggling and like hating life and like, I'm going to kill you kind of stuff. It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's a good little... It's a great depiction of what it could be like for four different people.
Yeah.
One thing that I think it's important to talk about, and we can kind of lean this towards being in a fitness industry / maybe someone does shows or not, is the how you feel about yourself after giving birth. Because that is a whole hornet's nest.
Yeah. I remember initially being like, what a relief. Like, it felt so good to just have the literally the weight off mm-hmm. of my of my stomach, like, off of it. But then being like, what the fuck? Like, what is this jelly that my belly feels like? It's just, it feels like a bowl of jelly. And I just had somebody say to me, she's due a week after me, and she was like, I feel like I'm gaining too fast, and I really want to get bikini ready by February. And she's like, I'm so concerned about, like, can I drop weight really fast and my skin go back really fast? And I was like, girl, you have to let your body heal. You have to be able to accept the fact that your skin just probably for what? I would say
20 weeks at least, probably. Yeah. Depends on how lean you are when you start.
Right. Like, it has been expanded and has held that expansion. Not to mention the kicks and the jolts and, like, the indigestion and all that stuff. Like, your stomach, your skin has held that expansion out for an extended period of time. It needs some time to heal and to be able to repair itself naturally and to go back in. On top of, your organs have literally shifted to make room for a child. Your organs have to figure back out, like, where do we belong again? Like, where is the spot that we're supposed to be hanging out? And it takes time. Like, it's not going to look pretty right afterwards. Like, you're still going to look pregnant. You're still going to have a belly. Like, you're still going to have that, because you also have to remember, like, it's traumatic. Like, it's, yes, it's a natural thing, but it's a traumatic experience for your insides, right? So, like, there's inflammation, they're swollen, like, all of that needs to go down, and you still have a rate, like, a surge of hormones if you're able to produce milk, and, like, you still have a surge of hormones that, like, is going to stay in your body for an extended period of time. So the post-pregnancy, the whole, like, bounce right back, no, that doesn't. You gotta be patient. I think, like, that's the most important time to be patient. Are there things that, like, there were things that absolutely helped me. So it helped me to have, I think I had higher waisted, like, Lulu pants that I wore, mm-hmm. just to, like, feel like things were, like, secure. Because it didn't feel, it felt like things were just loosey-goosey. Mm-hmm. So I needed, like, some kind of form-fitting around my belly.
Yep.
And that made me feel more comfortable, I think. It also helped me to reestablish my core strength. Every now and then I put, like, a back wrap on because I felt like my core was just like, what just happened? So I put, like, back support, like a wrap back support.
Yep.
Not those, like, waist cincher things, but, like, a wrap support.
Yep.
And then just, like, hydration and skin, like, taking care of your skin. Same as what you're doing with pregnancy, but just you got to keep on doing it.
Yeah. One thing I would also add to this is, so the hormonal shift that Danica was just talking about, whether you breastfeed or not, there's going to be a different shift hormonally in your brain, which can also change your body's storage pattern for fat. So there's a couple other things. You probably won't sleep as efficiently as you did before, which will send different levels of hormones, and you may hold more weight in that belly thigh region for a while longer than if you were doing a prep, for instance, and then you just lost weight for a show. So remembering that. And the one thing we haven't talked about yet that I noticed a lot about myself was the deconditioning of your body, musculature. Even though you worked out, if you worked out, if you didn't work out, I worked out still. And I felt it took a good year for me to get back. Like, it, I don't feel like, to be honest, I don't feel like my muscle got back to being good until this year. And she's going to be 3 on Sunday. So, like, it did take a long time for me to bring my body back to baseline, so normal. And then take my normal body and then start to see, quote unquote, gains.
Right.
It's been a good solid 3 years. And I mean, I'm not 100%. Like, I would say you are definitely more diligent about your macros. I get to a certain point and then I'm like, I'm good. Like, I get my weight to where I feel comfortable, and then I'll eat up and down. I'll eat more or less. I'm not 100%, and I'm okay with it because that's the way I live my life. But it did take me a long time to feel like, oh, yeah, okay, I look like I work out again. That, again, is just me maybe being a hard sell on myself, too, that it took me 3 years. Some people might be like, oh, you looked fine when you did your first show. But then I looked at my pictures. If you look at my pictures from show to show, and then, again, show after baby is a little bit extreme. Just getting back to a baseline is the first thing you should think about. But it's a good little – that's I used it as a carrot in front of my body because in front of my head, because what else did I know at that time except for just working out? Actually, someone just asked me, like, why did you do your first show? And besides the I had nothing else to do because I was turning 30, I was like, because I was kind of bored. I didn't really have anything that I wanted to do in the gym anymore. But, of course, now I had a kid to raise this time around, so that was a big difference.
Yeah, and that's, like, a huge thing, too, is your cortisol levels are going to be up, but you also have to remember you literally have a kid to take care of now. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a human to take care of. So, like, the workouts might not be – you might not be able to do as much as, like, you used to be able to. Yeah. And that's okay. Like, that's – okay, I think that there needs to be more acceptance or grace given. People that do bounce back in 2 weeks or look like they may have bounced back in 2 weeks or their stomach goes down a little bit faster, and that's, like, each their own. And you have to trust that, like, if you do everything you're supposed to do for your health and your well-being, then, like, your body is going to handle it and own way and what it needs to do to repair itself to get back to homeostasis or whatever the balance is.
Sorry, Danica's laughing at me because I'm trying to get Bella to go to the other room without yelling at her. All right, what's another thing about fitness that you feel? Oh, I guess let's talk about stretch marks a little bit. A lot of people, let's say they want to do a show and then they'll be worried about stretch marks. Now, from a judge's point of view, someone who sits down, and do you notice it as much as you think the client does or the competitor does?
No.
Yeah.
Unless it's, so I think that one thing that is noticeable, and I do think that it plays a role in the judging, but I think it should maybe, is skin elasticity. Like, I think that loose skin does play a role because it's very difficult to judge with looser skin.
And that could be manipulated slightly with lower body fat and more efficient posing.
Yes, absolutely. But, even with your suit design.
Yeah. And more muscle, obviously. More muscle will fill out this. And that's another, that goes into a different thing that we didn't talk about, is carving up the right way for a show. Because if you're flat and you have loose skin, that's a, you're just hurting yourself there.
Right.
So doing a test run.
Stretch marks aren't, I mean, I don't think they've ever, I know for myself as a judge, I've never even noticed.
Right. And then I know some females were worried about any kind of, like, scars, as in, like, C-sections, or even some people did, like, a tummy tuck or whatever. But first, if your suit's, well, now for C-sections, it's a little lower than back, like, maybe 20 years ago or so. But usually your suit probably would hit right where that C-section line is. So it's less to worry about.
Right. Yeah. And I think that, right, like, there's so many, like, skin treatments out there nowadays that could lessen the visibility of it and kind of not make the stretch marks go away, but help to decrease. Same with, like, scar treatment and stuff like that. So I think maybe that's why I'm not so concerned, because I feel like with time, things will heal. And I never, so, like, funny about like noticing stretch mark stuff, I was telling Matt, like, I am getting more stretch marks. I can feel like the end of this pregnancy is going to be hard on my skin because I am getting this. These are like the weeks that like baby's just growing. Mm-hmm. And so my skin is being pushed to the limit, and I don't care if I'm dousing myself in like coconut oil, vitamin E, like exfoliating, doing everything possible. It's just my skin can't handle it. And he's like, oh, let me look at you. So he like looks, and he looks at my legs, and he was like, oh, I see like on your hips. And I was like, Matthew, I have had those since puberty. Mm-hmm. And we have been together for how long, and you're just noticing them?
Yeah.
And right, so like, who really notices them?
Right.
My own husband hasn't right. even noticed that I have stretch marks on my hips. And right. he's been with me for years. So yeah. I think that like goes to show you like it isn't that. Some stretch marks are absolutely like dark, deep purple, and I guess it all depends on what type you get. But again, there's a lot of scar treatment out there, and yeah, in the big picture, you can do things to help minimize the appearance if they really bother you that much.
And completely opposite of what I was saying earlier, everyone edits their pictures anyway, so if you put it online, no one's going to see it anyway. And if it bothers you so much in your own life, there's probably something you can do about it. That's so funny. And yeah. The exact opposite. Everyone filters the fuck out of their pictures. So. Or touches up.
I don't know how I would filter. Well, touch I guess up. If people like really like zoomed in on my belly, they would be able to see them. I see them more because they're...
On you.
They're like, your butt. Yeah, they're on me. I notice what my skin looks like. I have a comparison. Like, it's my skin. I don't know how I would edit that. How do you... Like, you can't Photoshop. Shadow it. Well, maybe you could shadow it.
Yeah.
Shadow it.
Have you ever seen Photoshop? Them, like, they Photoshop cellulite away off of a female? Like, off of, like... If you ever go to any kind of tutorial of, like, before and afters or Photoshops, especially on for magazine covers, it's two different completely... It's just two different completely pictures.
Yeah.
And you can do everything to it. Like, you can make someone completely different. I saw one of, like, Post Malone, who is a guy who has tattoos all over his face. And they edited it so that his tattoos were off his face and gave him different hair and different jawline and everything. It looked like, obviously, a pretty different person. Anything is – literally anything is possible with Photoshop.
Yeah.
But
– I – don't think I even want to like venture into Photoshop.
The only reason why it would matter is if, unfortunately, the world we live in, they do it is for if you ever want to do magazines again. So, but
yeah,
maybe someday they won't matter as much. My husband's one of those weird guys that likes all those kind of things, so that's weird. I don't know why he married me. I don't know why. I don't try either way. Like, I wanted to make sure, like, my skin be nice and as nice as possible when I was pregnant and after. But I don't have stretch marks. I have spider veins. Like, that's what I have. Broken blood vessels from before that, though, before pregnancy, from running track and stuff. But he likes a thicker girl. And I said, I don't know why you married me. Because I'm none of these things that you wanted.
That is too funny.
So.
That's too funny. Matt is very, he knows that it, like, when I first started getting them right around my belly button, and, like, this past week expanded a little bit more, but I could also tell because my skin really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it hurts to touch.
Yeah.
And he knows that it bothers me to some degree of, like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Like, man, he's like, okay, we'll get this. Like, there's a part of me that wishes he would just kiss it and be like, just give me a kiss and say, like, and you know what? If they're there, then they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't notice my other one. I definitely have more spider veins. I have more varicose veins with this pregnancy. I have a big patch of varicose veins that developed on my calf, which I did not have with Ravenna. And then I have I don't even know what it's called, but like a blood like a blood vessel thingy that's on my chest that I'm sure people have like probably noticed and been like, why doesn't she just pop that? Like, why doesn't she just take care of that? But it is just because of the massive amount of blood volume that I have right now, and that it pools in that one little area, and that will have to be surgically removed. Mm-hmm. So, but all those things don't, like, in the big picture, all those things, if we really wanted to take care of them, we could. And the bigger picture is that I'll have a little human. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So, personal question, without filtering your answer, why does it bug you?
What one?
Any of the changes, Ed, like, let's just go with the stretch marks. Brain, why does it bug you that you're getting them or have them?
Because it happened without me having control over it. Because it's like you do everything that you do everything that you should. Like, I feel like I hydrate myself, I take care of my skin, I exfoliate my skin, and like, matter what, it happened.
That's an interesting answer. While I was sitting here, I'm like, let's figure out why we care.
Yeah, for me at least, that's why. Because I don't feel like when I envision myself postpartum, I don't think that I'm worried about like it. Basically, like, what does it look like? Like, how is it going to look on me? And like, what's going to happen? That's not what like makes me upset about it. I think it's just the fact that like there's a lot about pregnancy that you don't know what's going to, like, I can't control how much amniotic fluid I have. Control that. And maybe it's because I like have to be in control of my sugars so much that like I think that like I should have more control over things. And we've talked about like me and liking control anyways, but there are some things that like just happen. You're like, shit, like, or like the swelling of my ankles, like that is a symptom that could happen. So like you can elevate, you can, like, I've been taking Epsom salt baths and like, but I literally wake up and I have no idea what my foot is going to look like. Like that's, and that bothers me so much because I'm like, well, what's today gonna bring? Like, yeah. And I don't like that. Like, I like to have some degree of control over, I guess I have control over the big things or how I react to all the things I don't have control over. But you just, when you do everything you're told and you still get like the result that like you weren't really expecting, more of a bummer. More of a like, oh, shit, man.
Awesome. Well, my phone's going to die, so let's kind of, any final thoughts?
Baby is coming whether I want it or not, like in 13 days, so.
I'm going to say this Monday now. I'm just going to say every Monday until it happens. This Monday.
Every Monday. This Monday. no, just that I think that people need to be able to be okay with experiencing their pregnancy however it goes for them. Mm-hmm. It's okay to talk and chit-chat to other people, like, how did you handle it? How did you handle it? But know that, like, your own is going to be your own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. Awesome. And what are you thankful for today?
I am thankful because the weather next week looks like it will be in the low 90s to mid-80s. Which is insane, I know, for all the Northeasterns up there. But holy shit, the 102-degree weather is, like, kicking my ass. So I'm thankful for, like, there's on mark, there's an 86, like, degree day. Mm-hmm. Like, woo, this is going to be a cold front coming through.
It was in the 30s this morning.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. What are you grateful for?
This weekend is a fun, very fun festive family weekend. We have our annual corn maze that we do with our family. And then it's Belle's birthday on Sunday. So we are doing a little PJ Masks theme party for her. And we got to go get little things for that. I have to cook cupcakes for that tomorrow. I'm doing cupcakes because if we get a cake, it's just going to get thrown away. These cupcakes are easier to shove off onto people, I think. So
Totally.
Yep. Awesome.
Well, Belle may have a birthday buddy.
Let's see. Let's see. All right, you can reach us at championchat360 at instagram.com. Wait, championchat360 at gmail.com. I always fuck that up. championchat360 on Instagram. We hope you have a good day. Maybe we'll have a baby next time we talk to you guys. We don't know.